Wait, wait! There it is! Yes, I think I have it this time. She opened her eyes, leaned forward, and whispered, "It's an armadillo." I stopped pacing, frozen my tracks, actually.
That's impossible. Armadillos live down south. We've never had an armadillo on our ranch.
She shrugged.
I'm sorry, but what can I say? You have an armadillo in your garden.
I cut my eyes from side to side. Come to think of it, the clues do kind of fit together. Small four-legged animal, sharp nose, no hair, long tail, armored plates. You know, madam, I think we've just blown this case wide open. And you know what else? With this new information, I think I can get my job back. Thanks a million.
Think nothing of it.
She cocked her head to the side and gave me a puzzled look.
But you know, Hank, we never did work out the problem of your rabbitness. Are you a rabbit? Do you think you're a rabbit? Do I think you're a rabbit? Or is all of this a delicious dream?
Some other time, madam. I've got a case to finish. Many thanks for your help.
With that, I rushed to the entrance and wiggled my way out. There I found myself nose to nose with Big Tim. He flicked out his tongue. In a moment of impulse and great courage, I said, "Put that thing back in your mouth before you step on it." Then, before he could respond, I roared away and left him to choke and sputter on my brilliant remark.
I told him, didn't I?
Arrogant snake. I pointed myself towards ranch headquarters and left the wilderness behind me, the wilderness and all its unhappy memories. I had survived my lonely exile, had gained the crucial piece of knowledge that would enable me to wrap up the case of the burrowing robot. And now all I had to do was wrap it up. An armadillo. Can you believe that? Who would have? You thought it was some kind of robotic device from another galaxy, right? Not me. Okay, for a short period of time, I had considered it one of the possibilities in the case, but only one of many, and not for very long. No kidding. The important thing was that I had worked it out on my own. Okay, with a smidgen of help from Madam Moonshine, I had so forth, virtually on my own, and Pete the Barn Cat's wild speculations about the case had been blown out of the water by the torpedoes of truth. The dumb cat. Imagine him trying to give me advice about solving a case. Ha!